it's an absolute privilege this morning to be wrapping up World Breastfeeding Week. Anel Olsen from Normalizing Breastfeeding South Africa joins me. Anel, welcome back to The Sound of Your Life.
Thank you, Yolanda. Lovely to be here.
Why are we stepping up? We need to do this, but I don't know why and also don't know how. We need to normalize breastfeeding beyond lip service so that we've got these breastfeeding friendly places around us. You are an activist for this. Why do we have to step up?
Well, shall we start by speaking about the anti-breastfeeding sentiment in South Africa?
Let's perhaps understand why that is a thing, and it's actually so sad.
Oh, very. The short answer is this is our general lack of knowledge with regard to the scientifically correct information on the benefits of breastfeeding and the general lack of support for breastfeeding families. To expand, our healthcare professionals, for example, get precious little training at varsity level on how biologically vital breast milk is for a baby and how important support is when a mom runs into trouble feeding her infant, which happens as breastfeeding is not always a straightforward affair. Yet, doctors, unfortunately, have a stellar relationship with formula companies and are quick to recommend parents reach for that formula when breastfeeding becomes complicated. And breastfeeding families are not aware enough of the resources available to them if they do experience challenges with the feeding of their young. So when the groundbreaking research of Professor Anna Kutsouides and her team in 1999 proved that HIV-positive mothers could breastfeed safely if the mother takes her ARVs during pregnancy, the state was still rolling out free formula, even when ARVs became freely available during Mr. Mbeki's term. Eventually, as late as 2012, that stopped. But the support for breastfeeding mothers didn't improve, which left a lot of moms who struggle in a lurch. So they reached for formula, often without adequate funds to reconstitute the formula at the correct dose or access to clean water supplies. So that's a big recipe for disaster. And the formula gets watered down and then pop gets added to it, and that's all poison for an infant's gut under 6 months. 6 months being scientifically when a baby is supposed to start with solids. This resulted in SA having very high stats for infant and young child malnutrition. Furthermore, we live in a patriarchal society where breasts are equated with a woman's sexuality more often than not. The message girls are sent from a very young age is that breasts are intended for the male gaze. So in my experience as an activist, society gets uncomfortable seeing a mom feed her baby and as and where she sees fit. And it's not just men who share the sentiment of women having to hide in a dirty baby changing room or public toilet while they're out. It's women too, unfortunately. And the sentiment is segregate or cover up. And since normalized breastfeeding movement started in 2015, we've been inundated with reports from mothers who are harassed. For example, by a doctor for breastfeeding in the waiting room, a mom was spied on by a male colleague, can you believe it, while she was expressing milk for her baby in what she thought was a private boardroom at a corporate function. Some more examples include a mom frog marched by security out of a famous retailer for feeding her baby. A mom asked to leave the tasting room at a popular wine farm while she was eating and nursing her sick daughter. And a mom waiting for a taxi on a bench being manhandled when she refused to listen to this random man who told her to cover up or go feed the baby elsewhere. It's a harrowing set of affairs, and I could sit here all day recounting these moms' horrible experiences.